I'll do a backup one just in case. That one's green as well. Okay. Should be okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
يا ربي لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا ما رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا ولك الحمد أبدا 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 والحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا والحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا والحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير الله سبحانه وتعالى in his majestic book reminds us in fact about the purpose of societies, about the purpose of coming together. And so Allah brings to the front the mercy connected to the unison of a man and a woman in the Quran. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجَ لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لَكُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ In that unison, established upon La ilaha illallah, established upon love and mawadda and intimacy and mercy, is a sign for every thinking person. Allah connected that love and mercy still between Muslims, in spite of their races, in spite of their colors, in spite of their different languages. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. The Muslims and the Mu'mineen are brothers unto one another. And so make rectification between them when fasad and corruption enters their relationships. And fear Allah. Because لَعَلَّكُمْ so that you may have some of that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one of the greatest examples in the Quran, one of the most paramount examples in humanity between ourselves, is that connection between a family, that connection between a child and his parents, between the parents and the child, is one of the most striking examples of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of that, has the most obligation connected to it after La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and other instrumental pillars in Islam like the Salah. And so Allah says in the Quran, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. Allah has enjoined upon man to be dutiful to his parents. His mother carried him from one strain to another strain. وَفِصَالُ عَامَيْن, lasting for around 2 years. So, أَنِشْكُرْلِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. So Allah says, thank me and thank your parents. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ, and the destination is to me, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, radiallahu anhu, there are three matters in the Quran that come together as pairs and can never be divorced and can never be separated. أولا, the first one, أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. Obey Allah and obey the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For obedience to him is obedience to Allah, and disobedience to him is disobedience to Allah. And so it comes together as a pair and can never be divorced or separated. Thanian, and the second one, أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. Establish the salah and pay your zakat. For rejection of the latter one, of the second, is like rejection of the former one. Just like Abu Bakr when he fought the apostates in a war of apostasy, because they rejected the payment of the zakat. It wasn't out of negligence, it was out of rejection. And he fought them as apostates, as murtadeen. وَثَالِثًا, and the third one, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Allah says, obey me and obey your parents. Thank me, Afwan. Thank me and thank your parents. For thanking your parents is like thanking Allah. And being ungrateful to your parents is in turn being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great matter in the Quran. For us, collectively, all of us, that Allah chose out of the 6,000 odd verses mentioned in that blessed book to include the narrative of prophets, of messengers. And within that narrative, Allah included their relationships with their parents. Because how important is it for us when they become an example for us? So Isa alayhi salam, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. He says, I was good to my mother. Of course he had no father. I was good to my mother. I was pious towards my mother. And Allah never made me overbearing or miserable towards her. Yahya alayhi salam, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. And he was good and kind towards his parents. And Allah never made him overbearing. And he was not made to be disobedient towards them. Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. And remember the account of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was truthful, a prophet of Allah. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمِعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. My أَبَتِي, my beloved father. Not just Ya Abi, my father, Ya Abati, with kindness, softness. Even his father was a mushrik, a disbeliever, a pagan, but still, Ya Abati, my beloved father, why do you worship that thing that can't even see, that can't hear? وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا, can profit you in nothing. Why do you do that? And so look at the importance then, that Allah connects in the Quran. What kind of importance, brothers and sisters? What kind of thing is expected? Think about it, Ramadan is just around the corner. And on the day of the Eid, everyone saves up money to buy gifts for their wives and buy gifts for their children and buy gifts for their friends. Even they wrap up nice perfumes and they distribute these gifts. Or they distribute gifts to the people, the musallin, and outside the masjid in Ramadan or anything like that. What does Allah say? يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They ask, what should we spend our money on? Where should we direct our money? يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They ask, where should we give our money? قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ لِلْخَيْرٍ فللوالدين والأقربين واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. Allah says, قول, say, ما أنفقتم من خير, everything you spend of good, everything you give of good, فللوالدين should be for who? Your parents. فللوالدين for your parents. والأقربين and your near of kin. واليتامى والمساكين and the orphans and the poor. وابن السبيل and the wayfarers, the travelers. And everything you spend of good. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of that. Money, our spending. Our parents have a right upon us that we spend on them. That our gifts are for them firstly. That our money is for them firstly. That our laboring and toil and sweat is for them personally and firstly. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has decreed for you to worship none except Him, to ascribe no partners unto Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And to be good towards your parents. إِنَّ يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرِ أَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And if one of them or both of them attain old age, then don't even say uff to them. Don't even express your distaste by saying uff out of this being fed up with them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And don't scold them. Don't reprimand them. Don't tell them off. But instead, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. But say to them generous and kind words. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَّمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah makes it so clear, tells you what to say. And Allah says, and envelop around them the wings of mercy and say, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. May Allah have mercy upon them as they were towards me when I was small. Take the example of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. What a man. He would see his mother and he would greet his mother like this, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكِ يَا أُمَتَى وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Peace be upon you, my beloved mother, and the mercy of Allah and His blessing. رَحِمَكِ اللَّهِ كَمَا رَبَّيْتَنِي صَغِيرًا. May Allah have mercy upon you because of how you tended to me when I was small. And she would say, وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ يَا بُنَيْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. And may the peace of Allah be upon you and His mercy and His blessing. رَحِمَكَ اللَّهِ كَمَا بَرَّرْتَنِي كَبِيرًا. And may Allah have mercy on you for how you are now tending to me when I am older. Look at that love, look at that relationship, look at that mercy. Bearing in mind the mother of Abu Hurairah, and Abu Hurairah of course were mushrikeen when Abu Hurairah was young. But still he recognized a duty towards his mother in spite of the fact she was a mushrik to begin with. But she still looked after him. She still changed his nappies. She still fed him. Still clothed him. Still responded to his calls and his needs and his crying in the night. She still did that. And so look at the recognition there in that relationship. But look at the words of Allah before anything else. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ. And Allah says, and if your parents are mushrikeen, if they are pagans, and they call you to that, then Allah says, do not obey them in that. Do not obey them in that. Because there is no obedience to the creation in the disobedience to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But still, live with them in the dunya with goodness, with equity, with fairness, with good manners, with a good character, even though they're mushrikeen. And even though they may call you to that shirk, don't obey them in that. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But live with them in the dunya with goodness. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ say, تَعَالَوْا أَتْلُوا مَا حَرَمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Say, come, and I will tell you what your Lord has forbidden for you. That you ascribe no partners unto Him. You make no shirk with Him. And you be good to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And you have ihsan and goodness and softness and kindness with your parents. Look at that. Allah mentions the key matter, the purpose of existence, that you worship none except Allah. And you ascribe no partners with Him, the purpose of life itself. And second to that, Allah mentions goodness to your parents. Don't disobey your parents. Look at how important that is. A man came, he says, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Man haqqu an-nas bi husni sahabati. Who is the person who is most deserving of my good companionship? Who is most deserving of my good companionship? He didn't say your best friend. He didn't say your wife. He didn't say your son, even though they have rights upon us for companionship. No doubt about that. But the first thing he said was, أمك, your mother. طيب, he said, قال ثم من, then who, Ya Rasulullah? قال أمك, then your mother again. قال ثم من, Ya Rasulullah, then who, Ya Rasulullah? He said, ثم أمك, then your mother again for the third time. ثم من, then who? ثم أبوك, then your father. Then your father, your mother, and then your mother, and then your mother, and then your father. I mean, think how important that is for us. Ramadan is around the corner. Now what about that hadith? رَغِمَ أَنْفُ وَثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُ. May he be humiliated, his nose be in the dust. May he be humiliated. مَنْ يَا رَسُولَ. Who? Oh, Messenger of Allah should be in that state. مَنْ أَدْرَكَ وَالِدَيْهِ عَنْدَ الْكِبْرِ أَحَدُهُمَا أُكِلَهُمَا ثُمَّ لَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who knew his parents in old age, one of them or both of them, and he failed to enter Jannah. And he failed to enter Jannah because he was not at their service, because he was not tending to them. And what a loss on that person. And of course there is another hadith about the one who Ramadan came upon him and he failed to be forgiven in that month. What a loss and humiliation upon him. And the one who heard my name Muhammad and he refrained from sending peace upon me sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a loss and humiliation for that person. But remember for a moment the one about the parents, the one about your mother, the one about the rights that we have towards her. And your father. And your father, of course. And your father. When Abu Huraira once saw two men together, in fact, one was younger, one was older. And he asked the younger one, Man hadha alladhi ma'ak? Who is this person with you? The man said, Abi, he's my father. He said, Subhanallah, he's your father. فلا تمشي أمامه. وَلَا تَجْلِسْ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا تَدْعُوا بِاسْمِهِ. If he's your father, then don't walk in front of him. If he's your father, then don't sit before he says. If he's your father, then don't call him by his first name. If you read the accounts of Salahuddin in the 12th century when he was liberating Al-Quds, Jerusalem, the report of his biographer Bahauddin ibn Shaddad, he says that when Al-Quds, when Jerusalem was liberated, what the Christians would do when they left Jerusalem is that they would place their knights, their noblemen, on horses. And they would make the old men, the feeble and the weak, their fathers, walk behind them. This is their aristocracy. This is how their society functioned. Even though they were leaving Jerusalem, Salahuddin said to his men, his scribe and others, go and take these noblemen off their horses and place the elderly on the horses and make their squires and their knights and their noblemen walk behind them. Because he was teaching them an example, when these men reach Western Europe, what can they say about how the Muslims treated them? This is Islamic manners. This is Islamic etiquette. He's teaching them, we are not like that. We are different to that. We make our elderly go on the horses and we struggle walking behind them. When Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was one day coming back from Mecca and he was on his donkey and he was wearing his amama, his turban, and a Bedouin man walked past. And he stopped him and he says, Alasta ibn Fulan ibn Fulan, are you not this person, the son of him and the son of him? He said, Bala, indeed I am. He came off his camel. He says, Irkab hadha, ride this camel. He took off his amama and he says, then wear this, protect you from the heat. And the Bedouin went off. And the friends of Abdullah ibn Umar asked, why did you do that for? When you needed the camel and you needed the turban, why would you do that? إِنِّي سَمِئْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ مِنْ أَبَرِّ الْبِرَّ صِلَةَ الرَّجُلِ أَهْلَ وُدَّ أَبِيهِ بَعْدَ أَنْ يُوَلِّي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say that from the piety of a person is that he would maintain ties of kinship, maintain love and respect with the friends of his father after his father had passed away. And that Bedouin man was the son of the friend of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, who was the father of Abdullah ibn Umar. Look at the extent, not just dutifulness to one's father, but to the son of the friend of the father. Look at that, brother. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really to make us the best of children towards our parents. And if our parents have passed away, then we ask Allah to have mercy on them and to forgive them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send peace and blessings and prayers upon his and upon his Habib Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. A man once came to Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه and said to him, حملت أمي على رقبتي من خراسان حتى قضيت إلى المناسك أتراني جزيتها. Said, I carried my mother on my back from Khurasan until we reached our destination. Do you see that I've paid her back now? Do you think I've paid her back now? I've given her her due. I understand she'd done so much for me in my life, but I carried her on my back for such a long distance. Do you think now I have paid her back? قَالَ لَا وَلَا طَلْقَةً وَاحِدًا. No. Not even for one contraction that she had when she was pregnant with you and giving birth to you. Not even for one contraction have you paid your mother back, even by carrying her from one place to another one. You have not done enough for your mother. Allahu Akbar. You have not done enough for your mother. Brothers, there is a poem I'll end with about Fu'ad al-Umm, about the heart of the mother, and really think and reflect about it. أغرم رعن يوما غلاما جاهلا بنقوده كيما ينال به الوتر قال ائتني بفؤاد أمك يا فتاة ولك الدراهم والجواهر والدرر. One day a small boy was deceived by promises of gold and money and coins and silver. The man said to him, O young boy, don't bring me the heart of your mother. Don't bring me the heart of your mother. And if you do that, then I will give you all of these jewels and coins and pearls. فَمَضَى وَأَغْمَدَ خِنْجَرًا فِي صَدْرِهَا وَالْقَلْبُ أَخْرَجُ وَعَادَ أَلَى الْأَثَرِ. And it happened like that. The boy went, he took a knife and he plunged the knife into his mother's chest, and her heart he took out, and he went back home the same way he came. لَكِنُ فِي فَرْطِ سُرْعَةِ هَوَى فَتَأَثَرَ الْقَلْبُ الْمَأَثَرِ إِذْ أَثَرَ. But in the boy's haste to reach back home, the boy slipped and he tripped, and when he tripped, the heart of his mother came out of his hand and it rolled in the dust. نَادَاهُ قَلْبُ الْأُمْ. And the mother's heart spoke out, وَلَدِي حَبِيبِي هَلْ أَصَابَكَ مِنْ دَرَرَ. وَلَدِي حَبِيبِي هَلْ أَصَابَكَ مِنْ دَرَرَ. My beloved son, are you in any pain? My beloved son, are you in any pain? Are you hurt? فَكَأَنَّ هَذَا الصَّوْتِ رُغْمَ حُنُوِهِ غَضُبٌ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ قَدْ إِنْهَمَرَ. The voice was so compassionate, but he felt as if the anger of Allah had descended upon him. فَاسْتَلَّ خِنْجَرًا لِيَطْعَنَ نَفْسِهِ طَعْنًا فَأَصْبَحَ عِبْرَةً لِمَنْ أُتُبِرْ. And so he took the knife once again and turned the knife towards himself. A stabbing that becomes an example for everyone who will learn from an example. نَادَوْ قَلْبُ الْأُمْ. And the mother's heart calls out for the second time, وَلَدِي حَبِيبِي. My beloved son, كُفَّ يَدًا وَلَا تَقْتُلْ فُؤَادِي مَرَّتَيْنَ أَلَى الْأَثَرِ. My beloved son, stop and desist and refrain your hand and don't stab me twice in the same place. Don't stab me twice in the same place. Brothers and sisters, our pain is the pain of our mothers. Our heartache is a heartache of our mothers. Our joy is a joy of our mothers. Our grief is a grief of our mothers. Our success is a success of our parents. Our failures are the failures of our parents. For this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His mercy, connects us. And we should remember never to break the hearts of our mothers. Never to break the hearts of our mothers and our fathers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the most dutiful towards them. Amen. And to guide us and to guide them. And to have mercy on us and to have mercy on them. Amen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the coolness and the sweetness of their eyes. And may we be of those who come to their assistance and their service when they have reached an old age. But even in spite of that, in any time and in every time, may we be of those who are best towards them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk. إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. اللهم أفرج علينا الصبر وتوفنا مسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم دمر أعداء الدين. اللهم شتت شملهم وفرق جمعهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم فوق قيد أسر المسلمين يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقيم الصلاة.